Welcome to Coda Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and today I'm going to be talking about my top five tips on how to prepare yourself for upgrading to Rails 5.2 once it's released. Okay, so Rails 5.2, as of this video, it's going to be coming out soon, but maybe by the time this video is out, it might already be out. Now, what I'm going to be talking about is my top five tips or top five tips for kind of upgrading in general for Rails, but this is going to be specifically focused for Rails 5.2 and how to make sure that you've got something in place ready for the upgrade and make sure you're in a good place to perform the upgrade. So the very first tip, tip number one that I've got, is to ensure that you have adequate test coverage. Now, adequate test coverage is very important. It's going to make your upgrade process a lot smoother for you because you're going to catch potential issues a lot sooner. Okay, so for tip number two, we have ensuring that you're running the latest version of Rails prior to Rails 5.2. So this is going to be 5.1 point whatever. I'm not too sure the exact point release at the time of when Rails 5.2 is going to be out, but it's really important that you make sure you're up to the very latest of Rails before upgrading to 5.2, which will then be the latest release. So one of the kind of bonus tips I have for this is to not do a big step. So don't go from Rails 5 to 5.2 or Rails 4 point something to Rails 5.2. It's going to cause you more headaches than what you really need. So doing an incremental upgrade of say 5.0 to 5.1 and then 5.1 up to the latest version of whatever 5.1 is, then onto 5.2. And this is just going to make sure that process is a lot smoother for you, and it's going to catch out any possible issues before you really run into them. It becomes a bit of a nightmare and a spaghetti trying to fix potentially a lot of deprecated or other functions that might not exist anymore or something like that. So that leads me on to tip number three, and this is to fix all deprecation warnings. Now, this is a super important one, and it's really going to save you later on when you're doing upgrades, is fixing these deprecation messages. They'll come through your logs, you'll see them as deprecated. These are really, really important because when you upgrade to, say, 5.1 to 5.2, if something has gone through deprecation or it's been notifying you that it's being deprecated, you might go to 5.2 and it might not exist anymore. So it's really important that you prep before you get there, and it means less headaches, less problems, less things you have to worry about and fix later on. So it's very much a preemptive measure to make sure you don't have any deprecation notices in your application prior to doing upgrades. Okay, so tip number four, which is a great one, which hopefully you've already got set up at right now at this moment, is setting up some kind of error tracking. So Rollbar, for example. This is just going to make sure that if you do have any errors or anything like that, you're going to be notified of them straight away. Hopefully before your customer really notices, hopefully they're only going to be small or minor errors. But this is just going to make sure that you know about the errors and also give you a stack trace so you can fix those errors. Of course, if you have a test suite and it's a good test suite, this should be picked up, but bugs still come through. So it's really important to have some kind of error tracking so you can know exactly where the error has occurred, when it's occurred, and how many times or how many customers it's affecting. So make sure you have that set up. Hopefully you've already got it set up. Rollbar is a great one. They have a decent free tier, and their paid tiers are moderately priced as well. And my fifth and final tip. Now, this is one that I recommend using throughout any kind of Rails project, and it's using railsdiff.org to perform your upgrades. Now, what this does is allows you to select your current version of Rails and the Rails version you want to go to. And from here, it'll give you a visual diff of what files have changed, whether files have been deleted, files have been added, lines of code added, lines of code removed. And it's going to give you a very easy process of upgrading, because sometimes it's not just bumping the gem file version, it's adjusting some files, replacing some kind of configuration and stuff like that. And this makes it really, really simple. You don't have to worry about going through the change log and seeing things like that. This makes it very straightforward. Now, there can be a delay from when that comes out. So you might say Rails 5.2 comes out on, say, a Wednesday. There might not be an update to it until like Thursday, for example. But it will come out, and it does make things a lot easier for you. Of course, it's not necessary, but I've upgraded a lot of applications, and it really does make things easy. So that's my top five tips. I'd love to know what your tips are for upgrading Rails versions, particularly for 5.2. I think these five are really essential, but I'd love to know what other tips you have for upgrading to potentially to 5.2, I'd love to know. Leave a comment in the comment section below. And if you're really enjoying this, please leave a comment, a like and a subscribe. I'd love to know and hear your feedback. And it's good to see the likes and subscribes, as well as if you want to be notified as soon as these come out, click on the little bell icon wherever it is on your screen. If you are listening to this in iTunes, because this does also go out into iTunes, you can check out the YouTube channel, which has a video version of this podcast. But other than that, if you want to leave a comment, you can leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. You can send through a tweet to @codacatchup on Twitter, or you can just send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com. But that's all we really got for this one. We'll catch you the next one. Bye.